Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Slovak Ancestry Podcast, the podcast about genealogy, family history, and heritage. My name is Michal Rázus, and this podcast is created with the support of podcast industry. Our today's guest is a young Slovak-Iranian, Parviz Malakouti, a lawyer currently living in Los Angeles, California. Parviz will tell us not only about his roots, but also about his current work, since he is involved in the process of gaining the Slovak citizenship.
Mr. Michal Rázus, how are you?
Mr. Parviz Malakouti, doing great. Good to hear you. Welcome, Parviz. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background, your roots?
Yes. So thank you, Michal, for having me on the podcast. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Parviz Malakouti Fitzgerald, and the first part of my name, Parviz Malakouti, is Iranian. So I'm half Iranian. From my father's side, my father's from Iran. And then from my mother's side, my mother is a mix of European, like so many Americans are. So my mother, Rita Fitzgerald, is half Irish, a quarter Hungarian, and a quarter Slovak. So what it comes down to is my grandmother, Elizabeth Fitzgerald, was half Slovak, half Hungarian. Her father was Andreas Kolonich. That was my great-grandfather. He was from Slovakia, which, of course, at that time was the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And he was from a little town called Dubrava Trini Svolin. And basically, he left there when he was fairly young. He went down to Hungary, so the family lore says. And he basically got some work in coal mining. And then it was in Hungary that he met my great-grandmother, whose name was Anna Vilesal. And together, they came over to the United States, to the best of my knowledge, in 1907.
You have interesting mixture of nations and nationalities and cultures in your heritage. Do you kind of keep them all, or is there one that is stronger? Tell me a little bit more about it.
Great question. So the Iranian culture was always very strong because my father was from there. He was born there. And of course, my name kind of identifies me as being from there. That's been an identity that was kind of strong throughout my whole life, especially as a young adult. From my mother's side, it was also that cultural identity was also strong because my parents divorced when I was 4, and my mother took me to where she grew up, which was Cheltenham, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. And I was raised partially by my grandparents. That was Elizabeth and Eugene Fitzgerald. Elizabeth was born Kolonich. So she's my grandmother who's got Slovak ancestry. And so I grew up in an Irish Catholic household. And then my grandmother had basically, some Slovak and also Hungarian influence on me. Although I wasn't sure exactly at the time, because it wasn't named to me that, hey, we're doing this custom, this is a Slovak custom, or we're eating this and this is Slovak. But later on, as I grew up, I started recognizing that some of the recipes that my grandmother would make were Slovak origin and so forth. And then fast forward to today, I'm 36 years old. About 3 years ago or so, I started getting a lot more interested in this branch of my family, which is basically the Slovak side. And that's because at the time, one of my aunts had taken a 23andMe genealogical exam. And she saw that she had a hit for a second cousin, a gentleman named Kolonich, which of course was my great-grandfather's last name, in Slovakia. And my aunt asked me if she knew anything about it or if she thought I could look into it to see if we could have connection. And that kind of took me down this path, Michal, of basically going on Facebook groups and kind of poking around. And I went on, I found a few Facebook groups that were actually dedicated to the Kolonich family. Kolonich is in Slovakia. Went in there, I was not able to find that cousin or that second cousin that she had a genealogical hit with through the 23andMe. But once I started that path, it kind of kept me going down that path. And I started researching, learning more about that side of our family and basically the Slovak heritage, et cetera, et cetera. And then that interest that started again about 3 years ago was really picked up maybe a year and a half ago or so as I started meeting more people from the community, the Slovak American community, people like yourself and other people that kind of unite and talk about things and Slovak issues on Facebook groups. And then, of course, I made my Facebook group, which is Slovak Living Abroad Certificate and Slovak Citizenship. And then, of course, I joined your Facebook group, which is Slovak Ancestry. So it's something that kicked off a lot more in the last couple of years. And I guess apparently it's a thing that, Americans in their 30s get a lot more interested about their ancestry. And that's certainly been the case for me.
Yes, this is very interesting. And also I'm happy for this connection because I started to notice you and your activities on Facebook which is very sympathetic to me, that there is some kind of wave of renaissance or revitalization of the Slovak roots of people, not just like maybe generation of people that are already retired, but also of people that are still in their productive years and they are trying to learn more about the heritage. And you are actually helping them, right, in the process, or maybe you can tell us a little bit more what is the current situation with the Slovak citizenship, or how difficult or easy is it to get it?
Sure. Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, I basically created this group because I saw that when I was connecting with other Slovak Americans, that there was a number of us that were interested in not just the previous ancestry as it relates to history, but how it kind of relates to our lives today and a connection, a modern day connection to Slovakia. And through that research, I kind of discovered that there's this thing called a Slovak Living Abroad certificate for people of Slovak descent, ethnic descent that were born and raised in other countries. And, you know, I started gathering information on that. I saw that there was enough interest in this that I thought I would make a Facebook group. So I made a Facebook group about, I believe it was about a year and 2 months ago now.
What is the name of the group, if you can tell us, our listeners, maybe they would...
Sure. I try to make it easy to remember: Slovak Living Abroad Certificate and Slovak Citizenship. And of course, everybody's welcome to join. And it's basically, it's not a commercially motivated group. It's just basically sharing information on people who are interested in either of those two, Slovak Living Abroad Certificate or Slovak Citizenship. And our posts are not even strictly limited to that. Really, we talk kind of about, you know, things related to Slovakia and our interest in you know, Slovakia or our Slovak roots. So yeah, so that started me down that path, and it's been amazing. I initially started it as a way to share information, and I got so much Slovak community out of it. I've met so many people that are in my situation, similar situation to myself. You know, we were born and raised in the United States. We have Slovak ancestry or partial Slovak ancestry, and we're interested in Slovakia modernly. We want to know more about it. We want to connect more with it. So it's been just a blast to connect with people like that. And then people like you who actually help this group, whether it be through genealogy or tours or any other way to connect with Slovakia. So it's been an absolute blast to start the group and meet people all over the world like this.
Absolutely. And it's really great to see that there are so many people interested in learning more and from various fields, no matter if it's law, science, culture, art, it's really fantastic. Maybe we can speak a little bit more if there are any benefits of gaining Slovak citizenship for Americans, or if there are some different degrees. You know, you mentioned certificate of Slovak living abroad. Is there a difference between the citizenship? How does that work?
Yeah, so Slovak Living Abroad certificate is kind of, I like to call it like a pseudo citizenship. It's not a citizenship as we understand it in the full sense, which is that it comes with a passport, voting rights, et cetera, et cetera. But it's kind of a step below that in a sense, and it does give the holder some rights. So basically, you know, the main benefits if you have a Slovak Living Abroad certificate is that you can easily get a permit, a residence permit to live in Slovakia. You have a shortened path to citizenship if you do go to Slovakia. It's 3 years with a Slovak Living Abroad certificate versus 8 years or possibly more, depending on your circumstance. And, you know, Mikal, a lot of people who are getting this, myself included, a lot of the allure is just the feeling of being recognized by Slovakia and the connection. It's something cool to have, right? To feel like, okay, I'm being recognized by the government as maybe not a full citizen, but somebody that's part of the nationality, the Slovak nationality, part of the diaspora living abroad. So that's a Slovak Living Abroad certificate. The general qualifications are you have to be of some Slovak descent at some generational level. You have to show cultural awareness and you have to show language awareness. And in practice, the way you show that is most people are basically joining Slovak cultural organizations, and then you get a letter attesting to your participation and cultural awareness from that organization. You include that with your application. So it's the application. It's the proof of Slovak descendancy, which is typically birth certificates. And then, of course, we have to go through all the hassle if it's a non-Slovak birth certificate of getting it apostilled and translated, but, you know, that's doable. And then a submission in person to the Slovak embassy in your country, or if you're in the United States, you can also submit it in person to New York. So that's kind of the Slovak Living Abroad certificate in a nutshell. Slovak citizenship, is a hot topic right now, Slovak citizenship for the diaspora. And, you know, anybody who joins our group will see if they start skimming down the feed. There's a lot of talk about this because there's a bill currently pending in Slovakia to offer citizenship by descent to the third generation descendant of Slovaks or Czechoslovak citizens that were born in the territory. So that third generation descendant means a great grandchild. And that means somebody like me just barely makes the cutoff, right? Because my great-grandfather was the Slovak. So right now the bill has been drafted. It's basically gone through its first reading in Slovak parliament. Second reading was scheduled for June 15th, I believe, just a couple days ago. But earlier in that week, the second reading was delayed. It was postponed until September 16th. And myself, along with 1,100 members of the Slovak Living Abroad Certificate and Slovak Citizenship Group, as well as many other Slovaks, are crossing our fingers and holding our breath and hoping that this bill is passed so that it would give a path to citizenship for people like myself and, you know, other people who are of Slovak descent and interested in connecting with Slovakia.
It is fantastic that this interest is raising or increasing in America and that there are so many people that are wanting to kind of reconnect with Slovakia, also due to this legal status. And it is the same here, I can say, in Slovakia. For example, I can follow the girls from Global Slovakia. You certainly know Zuzka Palovičová and Gabika Bereghaziová.
Absolutely.
Are really attending very actively or proactively discussions, and they are attending all kinds of meetings, and they are promoting this idea. So it's really not just some individuals in the United States, but you can see this wish or this desire also here in Slovakia, which is great. And I hope that these your efforts will be successful, because it would be just wonderful if we can reconnect with so many people that left and their descendants living in the United States, but also all around the world.
Absolutely, yes. So Zuzana, I know Zuzana very well, and I know Global Slovakia. She's been doing a great job at advocating basically among Slovak decision makers and in Slovak society for us to basically have this bill passed. So yeah, there's a little team of us, myself, Zuzana, and a couple other people who are kind of actively involved in kind of educating about this issue and doing what we can, you know, within reasonable limits, doing what we can to kind of let Bratislava know of this great desire, this great urge of so many Slovak descendants to reconnect with Slovakia. And Michal, I think one of the big exciting factors is that there are a lot of people that are interested in their Slovak ancestry in the past, and they look at it kind of like an interesting historical aspect of their identity. And that's interesting. But the interest gets supercharged, I've noticed, especially with the younger generations. I'm using younger liberally, let's say under 50 years old. The interest is supercharged when they see that it can relate to their life today in connecting with Slovakia, meaning that it's not just an old historical fact, but it's something like, I can go to Slovakia, I can possibly have an opportunity there, maybe open a business there, maybe retire there in the future. It's an interest beyond just what happened in the past. And that's what I'm seeing with a lot of people that are kind of in my age bracket, I'd say 20s, 30s, 40s. Their interest in Slovakia has really been supercharged, in part because of this initiative by the Slovak parliament. So we'll see what happens.
Hopefully our authorities will open their eyes, because this is something that I can follow in Hungary. I am getting many questions, even from the Slovaks, that are willing to get the Hungarian citizenship or, you know, of Hungarian descent from Slovakia. Because Hungarian laws, I think, are much more open and easier to fulfill the criteria. So hopefully we will also do the same step. And it will be great, a win-win situation, if we can get many skilled, talented and open people that are willing to reconnect with Slovakia. So again, good luck with this process, because I think it's very important. And it's fantastic that you started this initiative.
Thank you. And you're absolutely right. And it's not just Hungary from the south. It's also the Czech Republic to the you know, our neighbors to the northwest. They passed a law in September 2019 that allows a huge portion of the descendants of their diaspora to apply for citizenship there. So it's basically children and grandchildren of former Czechoslovak citizens that were from the Czech area of Czechoslovakia. And so Slovakia is kind of sandwiched in the middle between these two countries, Hungary and Czechia, which were both part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And both Slovakia's neighbors are opening their arms up to the diaspora. And there are many people, there are many, many individuals of Slovak ancestry that also are of mixed ancestry from Czech Republic or Hungary. Myself from Hungary, I also have, my great grandmother was from Hungary. I really also hope that Slovakia kind of sees that the neighbor to the north and neighbor to the south are going to pull back this diaspora by having open as well, kind of like Czechia and Hungary are doing.
So just to conclude this topic, we are waiting right now, as you mentioned, until the half of September when the Slovak parliament should be approving this bill.
Well, the second reading, and then from what I understand, there has to be, I believe, statutorily a third reading as well, which I believe sometimes is a formality, the way it's been explained to me. So realistically, if everything goes well in the second reading, there's a third reading that happens shortly thereafter, and then I believe a vote. And then after a vote, of course, implementation, and then all of the regulatory apparatus that has to be set up for things to happen, for applications to be accepted and evaluated, et cetera, et cetera. So realistically, I think it'll probably be towards the end of this year before we know whether this is going to go ahead and as far as citizenship for the diaspora.
I see. But then when the time will come, I think you are the right person that has the skills and education and everything needed for helping people to gain their citizenship. Is that correct?
Thank you. Yes. Well, I'm also an immigration attorney. We didn't speak about this, but yes, I'm a US-based immigration attorney. And yes, of course, if an opportunity arises, meaning that this pathway to citizenship opens up, and if it's something that we can help people with, yes, of course, we would love to do so.
Fantastic. I hope that you are going to be busy very soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Maybe we can now get a little bit back to the past again.
Sure. Absolutely. So unfortunately, I never got to meet my great grandfather, who was the one that was born, Andres Kolonich, born in Slovakia. But I heard many things about him, you know, both recently as well as growing up, because my grandmother, his daughter, was very close to me. Like I said, I lived with them growing up from the age of 4 to 12. And then after 12, my mother and I just moved 3 doors down. So I was always in touch with seeing my grandmother every single day and kind of hearing stories about her upbringing and basically the history. So as far as stories are concerned, again, these were not stories that I, you know, experiences that I had personally, but these are two stories that I heard about my great-grandfather. So first of all, my great-grandfather moved to the United States around 1907, he settled in Ohio, in Athens, Ohio, and he was a woodworker as well as a coal miner, okay? And he actually was one of the workers and the survivors in a famous mine disaster in Ohio in the 1930s. I think it was called the Millfield disaster. So that's something that I've heard being recounted as a harrowing tale of escaping basically this huge disaster. And then the other aspect that I remember growing up is that we always had furniture, really ornate, interesting furniture around the house. And I always had been told, oh, Grandpa Kolonich made that, Grandpa Kolonich made that. Later on in life, I researched a little bit. I realized that was handcrafted folk art furniture from the, you know, people that were trained in the former Austro-Hungarian Empire. So that was something that was kind of cool and ever present in my mind, linking us to basically that type of history. My grandmother would cook dishes. I didn't know at the time that chicken paprikash and goulash were Slovak dishes, but that's what she would cook along with some other things that I'm actually discovering now, just now, what are the names in Slovak. And yeah, that's something that we were raised up eating. And I actually just bought, on that note, Mikal, I just bought this Slovak American cookbook. It's a famous book. I don't know if you've seen it. It's green. A lot of Slovak Americans have it. And as I'm leafing through here, I'm looking for, you know, I'm seeing recipes that are similar to what my grandmother used to make for us, or the same. And I didn't know the names. I didn't know the Slovak name for it. It wasn't presented that way to me. But you know, I come to learn that those are dishes she learned from her mother.
Wow. Great. That's fantastic. I also wanted to ask if your grandmother was in touch with the Slovak family, or these connections were lost.
To my knowledge, I think the connections were lost. So unfortunately, the way my grandmother's upbringing was explained to me was that there was a big push in her family to assimilate into American culture. And from what I understand, talking to other people that were like me, they had similar experiences. So at the time, there was a big push for my grandmother and her two sisters and her brother to speak English as much as possible, My grandmother did speak Hungarian growing up and understand Slovak. I don't know if she actually spoke Slovak, but she was always telling me that the family wanted to kind of look forward, I guess, towards the life in the United States, which kind of sounds sad to, you know, now when I think back on it, because I'm sure that may have contributed to a little bit of that connection being lost. But to my knowledge, I don't think my grandmother had connection with her cousins that would have remained in Slovakia when her parents came to the United States.
And what about 23andMe? You mentioned that your aunt, she kind of noticed that there is some kind of a second cousin maybe. Is there a privacy law that allows you to contact this person, or is it too complicated?
So that was about 3 years ago that I looked into that. I tried to find that person. The name was given and the city was Bratislava. So what I did was basically just informally go into some of these Facebook groups and try to find anybody who may just make general posts. Does anybody know this person, et cetera, et cetera. That didn't work. And then recently, Mikal, just about a month ago, I made another push, actually. By this time, I had known a little bit more detail about where my great-grandfather was from, because I had ordered his birth certificate from Dubrava Trini Svolen. And I had a conversation with Professor Martin Javor. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
He's my former teacher. Absolutely, I know him. Yes.
Fantastic. So I had a conversation with him, starting off unrelated. It was kind of about this initiative about Slovak citizenship. But I mentioned to him that my family was Kolonic. And he started naming, he said, I have many students who have the last name Kolonic. And he basically named, I said, he's from Dubrava. And then Professor Javor started going through the different Dubravas. And then he said, there's a famous artist named Ivan Kolonic from Dubrava Trini Svolen around the area. And I started wondering, okay, maybe I'm related to that guy. Let me look into it a little bit more. So I went back to the Facebook groups. Now remember, Mikal, 3 years later, now being a lot more plugged into the Slovak community, Slovak American community. And I joined a group called Trini Svolen. I posted to that group, and to the credit of the group members, they really tried to help me out. My post was shared over 100 times. I said, hey, this is me. This is a picture of my great grandfather. This is his info. I would love to meet any family members. No dice. Unfortunately, that did not turn anything up, but that's only happened about a month ago. So, you know, I'll keep coming back to it. And who knows, maybe I'll need your services. I'll keep coming back to it leisurely. And eventually, I believe I'll find our distant family members. And it'll be fun to connect with them.
Good luck with that. I hope that you can find them very soon.
Thank you.
Have you already been to Slovakia, or are you planning to come hopefully soon?
So unfortunately, no, I have not yet been. And yes, I would love to come. I do plan to come. So I live in Los Angeles mostly. I split time between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. During the pandemic, so let's say from March 2020 to April 2021, I didn't travel anywhere at all. I just stayed here. I started traveling again, finally got fully vaccinated, and the United States, things are kind of opening up again. And I just started traveling about 2 months ago. So I have a few obligations, work travel obligations that I have to fulfill. And then right after that, yes, I would love to come to Slovakia and make a little tour, Slovakia, Hungary, and perhaps Austria. So with any luck, I would hope that I could make that trip by November. If not, it would probably be the beginning of next year, 2022.
Great. So I hope that we can maybe even meet in Slovakia when the time will come. And maybe
Absolutely.
You have your Slovak citizenship certificate already in your hands.
And, Absolutely.
Yeah. And everything will go well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to meet you as well as so many other wonderful people that I've met with and kind of collaborated with online that are based in Slovakia. For example, the ladies from Global Slovakia and Samuel Durovčík and other people that I've gotten to meet. So I'm excited, because when I come to Slovakia, it won't be just the places and the towns. I feel like there's going to be a community, because I've kind of made a little bit of a community here, and so many of them are there. So yes, it'll be a pleasure to meet you and others as well.
This is, I think, the most precious, the people, because it's great to visit the castles, it's great to visit the church, cemeteries maybe where your ancestors are, but the biggest value are always the people, and that's the cherry on the pie. So I really hope that everything will go well, and that the world will be better and safer place soon, and then we can all meet together.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So my last question, how can we conclude our today's discussion? What would be your words to our listeners?
what I would say to anybody that's of full or partial Slovak descent is, if you have any interest in reconnecting with Slovakia, either in the present or the past, there are so many avenues to reconnect due to the internet, due to technology, and just increased interconnectivity. So I would just encourage you, go ahead. There's a number of extremely vibrant Facebook groups. You have one of them. You are the admin of Slovak Ancestry, I believe. I have Slovak Living Abroad Certificate and Slovak Citizenship. There's Slovak Food and Culture. There's Slovak Pride. And these are just great groups where people get together and they share information. They talk not just about the past, but basically about modern day trips to Slovakia, et cetera, et cetera. There's also Global Slovakia, which, as you mentioned earlier, run by Zuzana Palovic and Gabriela Beregajzova, I believe her name is. They're doing a great job of educating the Slovak diaspora about their past, and then also kind of helping to renew that modern link. So it's really fun. If anybody's in this position, they're interested in it, it's what you make of it. So if you lean into it, you're going to basically lean into a big community that's interested in reconnecting over this issue. So I would just encourage other listeners to your podcast to just go forward. Okay. You know, whatever it'll be, whatever you want to make of it. And as far as in my group, we're here welcoming you. We'd love to have you.
Thank you, Paravis, for these encouraging and nice words for the end. And thank you also for accepting invitation to my podcast. And I hope to see you soon in Slovakia or in the United States. All the best.
It was a pleasure, Mikal, and I'm looking forward to your future podcast episodes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Take care.
That was all for today, and I am looking forward to you next week. You were listening to Slovak Ancestry podcast with Mikal Radus, created with the support of Podcast Industry. You can find us at Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. If you have an interesting family story and you would like to share it, feel free to contact me via email in the description.